Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Hey friends, welcome back to the Roam in Your Home podcast. Jamie here, and I'm so excited for another episode in this special series where we help you live your RV dream life of freedom and adventure on your own terms. If this is your first time tuning in, we're on the third bonus episode all about how you can make money online so you can travel when and where you want without relying on temp jobs or work camping or having to use any of your savings or retirement. You'll probably want to start at episode 27 and hear why I'm doing this series and a little more about us. Then episode 28 is the first lesson, episode 29 is the second lesson, and now we are on episode 30. Can you believe it? I remember hearing a statistic back when I first started this podcast that 90% of podcasters don't make it past episode 3. So I looked it up again just to make sure I'm quoting that right. And it's true. According to LinkedIn, 90% of podcasts don't make it past episode 3. And then after that, 90% of the remaining quit after 20 episodes. The article said that if you make it past episode 21, you are in the 1% of podcasters. That is amazing. And I am super honored to be here with you. I love hosting this podcast because I get to help anyone considering this RV life learn from seasoned full-time RVers. I've had the best guests on the show, and I loved getting to know them all better. I'm excited to get back into the guest interviews, but for now, I hope you're enjoying this bonus series of how to make money online so you can RV full-time. I want you to be able to travel when and where you want without ever having to worry about having enough money to do it or watching your savings or retirement dwindle. I want you to make money as you are living this dream life. Can you imagine that for a second? You're driving to your next destination, ready to cross another exciting item off your bucket list, loving this amazing life of freedom, and you get a notification that money was just deposited into your bank account. How cool would that be? Instead of seeing your bottom line decrease because of your trips, you're actually making more money than you're spending. Sound too good to be true? I am so excited to teach you how this could be your reality. Hey, real quick, I need to interrupt this episode to let my dedicated listeners know about a giveaway that I'm doing just for you. If you share this episode 30 this week and tag me in it, you'll be entered into a giveaway for a $50 Amazon gift card. You may have seen that I'm already doing a giveaway for sharing my last week's episode, but this giveaway is different. I'm limiting this giveaway to just my podcast listeners as a thank you for your support. I'd appreciate it when you share it if you would write a little caption to encourage your followers to listen as well. Be sure to tag me when you share it so I can enter you into the giveaway. This means the world to me, and I want to thank you for it. You have until next week's episode comes out. This giveaway is in no way sponsored by Instagram, Facebook, Amazon, or anyone else. It's just my way to thank you for being a wonderful listener. I will DM the winner next Wednesday, October 23rd. Now back to the show. In episode 28, we talked about choosing your niche and deciding what kind of product to offer, whether it's digital or physical. Now, if choosing a product makes your stomach hurt or gives you a headache, stay with me because I have some exciting information to share that I didn't mention in that episode. So more on that in just a minute. Then in episode 29, we tackled one of the biggest mistakes people make, thinking if you build it, they will come. Well, spoiler alert, they won't. You've got to have an audience first. So today we're taking things a step further. If you've started to build your audience, awesome. But how do you keep them engaged? How do you nurture that audience so that they are not just followers, but future customers who are excited about what you have to offer? So in this episode, we're going to cover why engagement is key to turning your followers into buyers and how to nurture your audience so that they stay excited and what types of content you should share to keep the momentum going. But before we jump into that, I want to discuss more about products that I should have mentioned in episode 28. Now, if you're multitasking, stop and listen. I really want to make sure you're paying attention to this. Now, I mentioned in that episode that you need a product to sell, whether it's digital or physical, but I didn't mention that it doesn't have to be your product. If creating your own product isn't something that excites you or feels overwhelming right now, then that's totally okay. You don't have to create your own products to start an online business and make money. One of the simplest ways to get started, especially if you're new to the online business world, is through affiliate marketing. This is where you promote and sell other people's products and earn a commission for each sale. The best part? You can get started immediately without needing to invest time and money into creating something from scratch. Everything we've talked about so far, like choosing your niche, building an audience, and creating valuable content, still applies. Whether you're selling your own product or someone else's, the process is very much the same. Let's say you're passionate about RV living and your audience is too. Instead of creating an RV-related product, you could become an affiliate for companies that sell RV accessories, travel gear, or even online courses that teach RV maintenance or full-time RVing skills. All you need to do is recommend the products you believe in and use yourself, and when someone from your audience purchases through your affiliate link, you earn a percentage of the sale. This can be a great way to start making money while building your business because it allows you to monetize your audience without the pressure of creating a product. And who knows, maybe later down the road as your business grows, you'll feel inspired to develop your own product. But for now, affiliate marketing is a fantastic option that allows you to focus on connecting with your audience and providing them with valuable recommendations. So if you've been hesitating to get started because you're not sure what to create, don't let that hold you back. Start with affiliate marketing, find products that fit your niche, and begin sharing those with your audience. It's a great way to build momentum and start generating income while you're figuring out your next steps. Remember, the most important thing is taking action. Whether you're creating your own product or promoting someone else's, the key is just to get started. Stay consistent and focus on serving your audience. And if you think affiliate marketing isn't going to make you enough income, think again. There are lots of people that make over $100,000 a month just in affiliate marketing. A couple of my coaches do it just for a couple quick references. Google Pat Flynn and Amy Porterfield, but there are tons of others. And you're most likely not looking to make $100,000 a month. Maybe you are, but probably not. So it will be much easier for you to reach your income goal. Now, I'm going to mention something else before we dive further into building your audience and content, because I want to take a quick step back and talk about one of the key first steps when getting started that I didn't mention. It's choosing a business name. Now, this might seem like something that can wait, but it's actually a critical part of laying the foundation for your success. Now, here's why it matters so much. Your business name is more than just what people will call your business. It's the core of your brand identity. Think of it like this. It's often the first thing that people will see or hear about your business. So it needs to communicate what your brand is and leave a lasting impression. And here's the thing. You want that name to be memorable. A name that sticks in people's mind is key to helping your audience remember you and even refer your business to others. It's one of the first steps towards building that trust and recognition with your audience. But there is more to it than just picking a cool name. You also need to think about legal considerations. Making sure your business name isn't already taken or trademarked helps you avoid legal issues down the line, and it gives you the ability to protect your brand once it's established. Plus, in today's digital world, you'll want to ensure the domain and social media handles are available for your chosen name. That's super important to building a consistent online presence across your website, Instagram, Facebook, and wherever else your audience might be. And finally, you want your business name to reflect your long-term vision. It's okay to start small, but you want to pick a name that allows room for growth. Don't limit yourself with a name that boxes you in or feels too specific. You want to be able to grow and adapt as your business grows. So choosing a name early on is much more than just a formality. It's a strategic move that sets you up for long-term success. A good business name should be memorable, easy to spell, and instantly convey what your business is about. It's your first impression, so make it count. A good example of this would be Wanderlust RV Essentials. This name is specific, clear, and speaks directly to RVers who are passionate about travel and might be looking for RV gear or advice. But a bad example would be Freedom Ventures. While it sounds cool, it's just too vague. What kind of ventures? Who is it for? It just doesn't tell people what you offer or who you serve. All right, now that we've covered both affiliate marketing and also about a business name, let's jump back into building our audience and creating content that will resonate with them. You've got your niche, you've got your product or service idea, and now it's time to focus on attracting the right people to your business. So you've got some followers now, maybe it's a few dozen, maybe it's a few hundred, but having a number next to your profile doesn't mean much if those people aren't engaged. And by engaged, I mean actively interacting with your content, commenting, messaging you, and sharing your stuff. Engagement is the secret sauce that turns followers into buyers. Here's the thing. People buy from people they trust. And trust doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time through repeated interactions. And one of the best ways to build that trust is by staying engaged with your audience. When your followers feel seen, heard, and valued, they're much more likely to take the next step when you offer them something that solves a problem they have. Let's use an example of a food truck. You wouldn't just set up your food truck, make one announcement, and then go quiet for weeks, would you? No, you'd interact with your customers, ask for feedback, tell them when you're open, and maybe even give them sneak peeks of new items on the menu. Keeping that line of communication open is what turns casual passersby into regulars, and the same thing applies to your online audience. Now that we've established why engagement is so important, let's talk about how to keep your audience warm and excited about what's coming. The last thing you want is for people to forget about you by the time you're ready to launch your product. So here's what you need to do. Number one, show up consistently. Consistency is key. If you're only posting once every couple weeks or dropping off the radar for a while, people will lose interest. You don't need to post every single day, but you do need to show up regularly. This could be weekly posts, emails, podcast episodes, whatever works for you. The goal is to stay top of mind so that when you do have something to offer, your audience is ready for it. Number two, share valuable content. We've talked about creating valuable content in the past, but let's dig a little deeper. At this stage, you want to give your audience content that solves problems or makes their life easier. And remember, this is the what content, not the how. You're giving them insights, tips, and ideas that show you understand their challenges without giving away the step-by-step solutions that you'll cover in your paid product. For example, if you're targeting RVers who want to downsize, you could talk about how downsizing is so important, what benefits it brings to RV life, or share some quick wins on how to get started. You're giving them valuable info while leaving them wanting more. So when you do launch your product, they'll see it as the next logical step to solve their bigger problems. Number three, engage directly with your audience. Engagement isn't just about posting content. It's about having conversations with your audience. Reply to comments, ask questions in your posts, run polls, or host a live Q&A session. These interactions build stronger connections and keep people coming back for more. And here's the secret. Every time you engage with your audience, you're learning more about them. You're learning what they need, what their pain points are, and what's really holding them back. All of that info is gold when it comes to creating your paid product. And number four, tease what's coming. People love to feel like they're in the loop. As you get closer to launching your product, start dropping hints about what's coming. You can share sneak peeks, behind the scenes content, or even create a wait list. This builds anticipation and keeps people curious. By the time you officially launch, your audience will be excited and ready to buy. So what kind of content should you be sharing to keep your audience engaged and interested? Here's a few ideas. The first one is behind the scenes. Give your audience a sneak peek into what you're working on. If you're building an online course, share a behind the scenes look at your process. Talk about the lessons you're creating, the tools you're using, or even the challenges you're facing. This makes your audience feel like they're part of the journey with you. And a second example is personal stories. People connect with stories. Share your own experiences, why you started RVing, what challenges you faced when you started building your online business, or even funny or inspiring moments from your travels. Personal stories humanize your brand and help people relate to you. A third example is audience success stories. Do you have any testimonials or success stories from people you've already helped? Share those. This builds social proof and shows your audience that what you're teaching works. If you don't have testimonials yet, that's okay. Just keep engaging with your audience, and as they implement your tips, you'll start to collect those wins. A fourth example is valuable tips and quick wins. Share quick, actionable tips that give your audience immediate value. These can be related to your niche, like a tip on how to stay organized while RVing or how to find remote work opportunities. Quick wins build momentum and keep people engaged with your content. So there you have it. Four key strategies to nurture and engage your audience as you prepare to launch your product. Remember, your audience needs to trust you and see the value in what you're offering long before they hit that buy button. So show up, give value, engage, and keep the conversation going. Next week, we'll dive into one of the biggest questions I get. How do you turn that engaged audience into actual paying customers? We're going to talk about launching strategies, creating irresistible offers, and all the things that build anticipation for whatever it is that you'll be selling. So once again, there is so much more that I have to teach, but we'll stop there for today. I hope you feel like you've learned something and have another actionable step to get you closer to your goal. And have you signed up for my free workshop yet? It's this weekend, so don't wait to register. You can choose Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. Instead of waiting for each podcast to release and having to piece each step together, I'll be sharing the entire step-by-step strategy and walking you through what you need to do to start making money online. So go now to romanyourhome.com/workshop to register, and I can't wait to see you there. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love to hear from you. DM me on Instagram or Facebook and tell me what you're excited about learning. Also, be sure to message me any questions you have so I can answer them in the upcoming episodes. This has been such a long journey for me to get here, and I'm so excited to help fast-pace this for you so you don't have to spend all the money and time that I did. My goal is to help you roam in your home too. Starting this full-time RV life was the best decision we've ever made, and I want to help as many people as possible do the same. Remember to share this episode with fellow RVers who are on their own journey to financial freedom. I'm so excited to bring you another lesson next week and share more valuable steps to help you learn how to make money online so you can have the freedom to RV where and when you want without ever having to worry about the money to do it. I look forward to being with you next week, but until then, stay safe and I hope to see you on the road. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review. It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Roam in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure. But until then, stay safe and we hope to see you on the road.